parts. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. Oh, the jerk, curtain lights. This is it. We'll hit the heights. And oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Everything is real.
Radio.
Everything is real.
Radio. Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Everything is real. Radio.
Radio.
The Everything is Real radio program broadcasts here on WGXC 90.7 FM every second Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Andy French of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
All right, take care, everybody.
My name is Kevin Van Hentenrick of the Hunter Stone Carving Seminar, and you are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Wake up, I don't wanna wake up. You look good without no makeup. Morning coffee with no pickup. Body energy I need. Radiate from you like beams. If I fall asleep, you'll be in my dreams. I don't wanna leave or let one moment pass. Commitment is all that I have. And I'll give you all that I have. But you wanna show you off. By myself, whenever we get lost. Girl, I know that we gon' last. And they can laugh, but they don't have.
Was thinking
Guess you found a way to get through. Got so used to feeling nothing at all for so long.
Now all I wanna do is love you, but my head is holding up my heart, my heart.
And I've seen all the signs.
What if they're all lies?
Will it even matter what you say? Can you make these feelings go away?
Tell me anything, you can tell me. Still, I give you everything. Why'd you let me put you on a pedestal? I put you high on top. I gave it all for you to fall. Let me be honest. I know we both let go. You fake your love, I still want more. It doesn't even matter what I say.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome
to
Sans Radio.
I'm at Papyrus Radio.
No,
I'm Papyrus.
Wait.
Welcome
to Clubs Radio, live on 97 FM, WTXC broadcasting.
90.7 FM. Acra, Catskill, and
Hudson. I'm DJ Sean Money, your host.
And I'm DJ Cola, your sound engineer. We hope you're chilling, we hope you're vibing, we hope you're having a good day. Papyrus hopes you're having a good day. You know, you need some. I need somebody like Papyrus in my life. Somebody that's never going to stop trusting me.
Forget that, I just want Sans. I want someone who could dunk on me.
Oh. That actually sounds like legit.
Was that you?
Halloween music, yeah. I slowed it down. Lavender Town vibes.
I'm gonna dunk you. Okay, so you want to explain a little bit what we're doing?
Yeah, so first I'm just gonna say what Clubhouse is. We're a drop-in center. If you don't know what that is,
this is terrifying.
I know, right? We gotta change this. Nobody wants to go to a drop-in center that's playing this.
We're a drop-in center, kind of like Boys or Girls Club, but a little better.
Because we got mental health trained professionals to talk to.
And a piece of life.
Heck yeah. We got food, we got tater tots. Who doesn't love tater tots?
Don't forget about the tabling events.
Exactly. We do everything, and we're just pretty cool. So if you want to stop by, we're located 455 Main Street in Catskill, New York. And, oh God, I need to speed that up. That's terrifying.
That, no!
it's so terrifying.
Right?
It sounds like a horror movie. Okay, so we're going to do a couple of questions.
Real question, though.
Okay, what up?
Why do people in a horror movie just sit there doing nothing while stuff is going down? Like, we were watching something at Clubhouse. It was a playoff ring, and the girl came out the TV, and the first thing the other person did was throw hands. Like, that's what you would do.
No. She sat on the couch.
Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right.
And I was like, this girl got my floor messy. And then throw a box. But I don't know how she was, because she got tossed from behind the couch.
Yeah, for real.
Which made no sense.
Ghost was scrawny, for real.
She hit her in the back with a two-leg. Bam!
So, should we start with Clubhouse Trivia? Clubhouse Trivia. Clubhouse Would You Rather or Clubhouse Truth or Dare?
Clubhouse Truth or Dare.
And the interesting twist on this is you don't get a pick if it's a truth or dare. You get a number.
Oh, that's devious.
Would you like to start us off or would you like me to?
Me.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
As you can hear, the wheel is spinning. This is there's 260 numbers on this wheel.
Spin. Stop. 202.
That's an interesting one to leave off on. Let's see. All the way down here.
Is there actually 202?
Oh, yeah. 202. Have you seriously injured another person?
Yes.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. This is just going to... Why do we get that question?
Your turn.
All right. Watch it be something completely out of pocket.
Okay.
I think we each got to get one pass.
Yeah. Wait, you got to move your mic so I can see. Like, move your mic. Oh, yeah. Move your mic. All right.
155. 155 it is. And you know what? I'm going to keep the numbers just in case we get the same dare. Because it's cool hearing both of our answers. Let's 155. See. Have you ever lied on your resume?
Ooh,
that's a good one. Well, I do a lot of presenting in different schools. And I forgot the name of this one school. I'm like 90% sure it was right. But there's a 10% chance it was just a different school entirely.
Oh, so yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You always got to embellish a little bit,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Make yourself
look a little good, you know what I mean?
If you got 1 year and 11 months on a job, don't say 1 year. Say 2 years.
I'm saying 2 years.
Yeah. Because in a month when you're actually hired. Yeah.
Besides your skills. Don't lie on your skill set.
And now... it's back to you. This is more intense. You know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling a little bit intense right now with the truth or dare. A little bit sansy.
I thought you were going to play some anime music.
Why isn't there any? I spelt it wrong.
You want to know what you need to play? Seven Deadly Sins. That's what you need to play. This works too.
All right, Beth. Truth or dare.
Truth or dare.
231. Why do you keep on giving me these crazy high numbers? I gotta keep scrolling down.
I keep getting twos. I got twos. That's the second two.
231. What's the worst present you've ever given somebody?
Home.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Like my personal?
Yeah.
A keychain? Anything? Maybe like a keychain or something.
Yeah, that depends. If it has a lot of meaning,
like
that's not
a
factor.
I think a pencil.
A pencil is crazy.
I think a pencil is like the worst gift I've ever given.
One time in like middle school, my friend gave me a can of baked beans for my birthday. And it was a joke. And I would say I was like mad, but that was so funny. I couldn't even not get mad at that point.
Let's go. Spin the wheel.
Spin. Are these only truths is the question. We have not gotten a single dare.
What?
We have not gotten a single dare. I'm getting lucky here.
A single dare?
Dare.
106.
I mean, a bear would be pretty cool. You know, clubhouse bear.
We haven't gotten a single bear. Wait, I thought this was Would You Rather, not Truth or Dare.
Wait, one switch to Truth or Dare? Or Would You Rather?
No.
What did I get again? 160 on the dot. All right.
You need to mark your documents.
I know. That's a crazy question.
What is it?
What's the weirdest thing you've ever done in a bathroom? Weird?
Come on, be honest.
When it comes to weird, I don't know. Oh, use it as like a space for a choir.
What?
You've never... Okay, we're going to go on a tangent here.
What? Like you didn't like sing in the bathroom?
Yes. I was inspired.
You
you just started singing in the bathroom, like you started using it as.
Oh, it wasn't just me. This isn't me, but this is the vibe.
No, I can't wait to watch this.
Spider-Man. You know, Spider-Man's a G. Usually I mute ads, but Spider-Man can stay.
Not this.
So this is just a bunch of dudes in the bathroom. They got planes everywhere. Because you have really good acoustics in the bathroom for no reason. Yeah. It was a vibe like this. Way less people, like 3 or 4. And we were just.
The real question is, how'd they get the drums in there?
That is a great question.
Like, real question is, okay, one, how'd you get the plants in there? How'd you get the drums in there without no one batting an eye and be like, bro, what are you doing?
They dead got drums in the bathroom.
Like, wait, hold on, I'm sorry. Do you think, like, teachers walked in and was like,
If I was a teacher and I walked enough. In, like, exactly, like, that would be
bro,
my vibe.
I would be like, bro, I don't get paid enough. Yo, let me hold the camera. No.
Either that or I would join them, heck.
I didn't mean that. Like a fever dream.
It sounds like a whole other song. No way.
We're gonna. I don't even know what that is.
What is his haircut? I know you got that. No, it makes so much sense why you're in the bathroom with them.
Some dude's just behind the. Like, that's a banana tree.
A tree. Like,
they got bananas on the tree. No, if I ever walked into the bathroom and saw a banana tree, I think.
Yo,
imagine you're just trying to walk inside and go pee. And you just see all these guys.
The teacher. Why didn't you use the bathroom during lunch? The bathroom during lunch. That guy hitting it for real. That looks like a dude from Smosh.
He looked like Daniel Tiger. like. Or not Daniel Tiger. Like, remember the kid who used to find dinosaurs?
Oh my god.
With a little vest?
Yes.
Yeah, like that.
So, I would say that's probably the weirdest thing I've done in a bathroom. Okay. Let's do a choir.
Alright.
Dun 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 dun. Back to. The Wheel of Doom. I wish we could change it.
My first one something.
165. You got. Oh, okay. What do you think happens when you die? Very personal question.
You go to heaven. Or you see the light. And you're blessed.
Or if you're a bad person, it's just L.
Yeah. If you're a bad person, you go to HE double hockey sticks, I think. I believe.
Imagine if there was like HE double hockey sticks.
Unless there is a limbo.
Yeah. Imagine if there's HE double hockey sticks, which is like all the murderers, all the, what's it called? You know, all terrible criminals. Yeah. The, supremacists, all that. And then there's heck. And which then, is just and, a place and, of and, mild discomfort.
And then there's the place where.
Yeah. My favorite, what's it called? Kid Donkey Kong. He's down there. And then there's Heck, which is just a lower version. People who, like, don't pick up after themselves. People who don't put their shopping carts back.
Wouldn't you go Heck and then double hockey stick?
Yeah.
Right.
And Heck is just, like, you only got one headphone at all times. The other one doesn't work. And you gotta get the angle right.
Like, you can't find that one sock and you're late for work.
Oh, yeah. The temperature is always either a little bit too hot or a little bit too cold. And whenever you finally get comfortable, it changes.
You wake up and it's like a midnight sweat.
Oh.
You can't find water.
The only cats that you get allowed are hairless cats.
Your cats are hitting your toes as you're sleeping.
Yeah.
You can't.
I don't even know which one's worse at that point.
You can't get into the bathroom because that one person's in the bathroom. You step in something not so pleasant.
Oh, yeah. There's always puddles. You always have wet socks.
No. What's even worse? You always have damp clothes when you get them out the dryer. Like, you're wearing damp clothes.
The pool is only ever open when it's cold out.
You could never get your hair cut besides on a Wednesday when you have work.
You always gotta have sardines on your sub and pizza.
Mm-hmm. That one store that you like the most is always closed.
And if you like sardines, you just don't get them. It knows you.
You always get jelly sandwiches.
Peanut butter. You don't get no peanut butter.
Just a jelly sandwich.
You don't get no protein, only sugar and carbs.
That's nasty.
The gym is always full of New Year resolutioners.
The bench that you go to is always full. 229.
Everybody always cuts you in line.
Everybody treats you like everybody hates Chris. No,
no, the dad is a clone of the dad is actually there. Just, what's it called? Constantly budgeting your spending, too. So whenever you, like, spill a little bit of milk, you'll be like, dude, that's 10 cents worth of milk. I can't believe you did that. So we got 229.
Let's see, where it at? 229.
Actually, smart budgeting is big brain.
229.
These are all truths. Stop. When's the last time you shared a toothbrush with someone else? Never.
When we went to Vermont.
What? You use somebody's toothbrush?
No. No. I'm talking about for real.
I did use somebody's body wash there. It was really nice. That's a sin. I'm not the only one. I ain't gonna rat. I'm my coworker like that. But there was a youth peer leader that did it too. Alright. Would you like... No. Oh, not you. Not you. Not you. I'll tell you when we're off air.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to do one last one. Okay. It's going to be left on DJ Shum Money. And then we're going to go into a little bit of a song break. For those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to 90.7
FM
WGXC Acre Catskill and...
Hudson. And I have 175.
Hudson.
175.
Hey, that's closer. Let's go. So for 175. These are all truths. What the heck? Who's the last person who called you? Oh, that's a pretty tame one. Got off pretty easy.
Guy.
Valid.
Guy.
These are all truths. Alright. We gotta find one of dares.
Okay.
We will do that as we play a song.
I'll move out this city state. New lines, new real estate. Thought I could replace it, but left high school to meet new friends to only end up missing them. I see my life through a brand new lens, but I guess it all depends. I wish the best to everyone back home. Whichever way we gone, I hope one day we'll reconnect. I miss the late night runs for tacos, the fights we had on consoles, watching football, eating nachos, do anything we want. Oh, we don't got school tomorrow, take a trip to Colorado, hit that gas, we push that throttle. I know we did a lot, and I'm like, whoa, oh, oh, like, whoa, oh, oh, like, whoa, oh, 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 oh. It's the way we roll, the way we did. It in. It's not how we intended, but this distance apprehended. We got loose ends, live on two ends. I can't do this, I miss my true friends. They were students, but they act stupid, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I wish the best for everyone at home. Whichever way they going, I hope one day we reconnect. I miss the late night runs for tacos, the fights we had on consoles, watching football, eating nachos, do anything we want. Oh, we don't got school tomorrow, take a trip to Colorado, hit that gas, we push that throttle. I know we did a lot, and I'm like, whoa, oh, oh.
Stepping on the gas, pop that like I'm popping some gum. Who the f*** you talking to? I ain't the one. It's getting sticky, sticky, sticky. It's getting sticky, sticky, sticky. Bro, it's getting sticky, sticky, sticky. Just getting sticky, sticky, sticky.
See, I'm a West Side from the zone. Knock, 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 knocking at the door. I keep them lit links on here, cause I keep on my fist. Give a f*** about pronouns, I'm that and that.
It's getting sticky, sticky, sticky.
getting sticky, sticky, sticky. Flowers was getting sticky, sticky, sticky.
Steps, I be poppin', glass. Going with the emotion, I be in the cut. Sneaky link, she say this her n***. I don't give a f***. These trying to scrap the foot, I'm nookin' if you bookin'.
Yeah. Where they at, it's getting sticky. Let it be, say I ain't the guy, they must be smoking. Always talking about potential. I am the better me. Jack of all trades. Name a nigga who ahead of me. Must be instead of me. Yeah, it's sticky. Yeah, it's getting sticky. Yo, where they at? It's getting sticky. Situation, discombobulation. Caught me red-handed, palms itching like rosacea. Standing like ovation on business occupation. Dripping condensation, got a whisper conversation. So.
Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in his. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in his. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in his.
Yeah. I did it, allergies to bum. I see you, my eyes itching, bitch. Regular, regular, all this be regular. Ahead of ya, I'm better, baby. Check the vehicle, LaFerrari, sour. I could fit 1,000,000 in these trousers. But a pillow talking, stay away from coma. A home wrecker, I've been who I wanna. Okay, big, big stumping through your town. All the bob, know the f*** is going down. That's a bet, skip the. Break my neck, now I move swinging like check. Now aiming by hitting everything that's in my way. What they talking about? I be like Holiday, man, put some paper out. Them paying bank accounts. Louis V, say my name, we ain't worth the same amount. Why?
Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in it. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in it. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in it. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in it. Find a mop is getting sticky in it. Better find a mop is getting sticky in it. Better find a mop is getting sticky in it. Better find a mop is getting sticky in this.
Sticky, sticky.
I told you love if you could see.
I told you love if you could see.
You'd understand my fear of everything in sight. I know I'd quickly sell my heart for some advice on how to ease the troubled mind. My brain's a dog asleep that I cannot let lie. Cloudy head though I can't find a single silver lining. Guess there is no hope for me in sight to ease this troubled mind. I worry for the sun, yes, I worry for the snow. I worry I'll die young while I worry I'll grow old. Oh, I worry for the time I spent worrying alone. It makes me sad. It takes me back. I'll break in half. Oh, I'll break in half. I took a bus out to the city where you live. Eavesdropped on strangers' conversations with their kids in hopes that maybe they'd say something relevant to ease my worried head. Well, every mile of pasture amplified my fear. I started counting all the times I saw you last year, and suddenly it all became so clear. It was sadly making sense.
I worry for the sun, yes, I worry for the snow. I worry how I'll die young, while I worry how I'll grow old. Oh, I worry for the time I spent worrying alone. It makes me sad. It takes me back. I break in half. Oh, I break in half. I worry for the sun, yes, I worry for the snow. I worry I'll die young, while I worry I'll grow old. I worry for the time I spent worrying alone. It makes me sad. It takes me back. I'm breaking half. Oh, I'm breaking half. I told you, love, if you could see it through my eyes, you'd understand my fears, everything inside. I know I'd quickly sell my heart for some advice, on how to ease a troubled mind.
Excuse my charisma, vodka with a spritzer, swagger down pat, call my name Patricia, young money militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to stop easy, because the F is my finisher. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted, because she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is the bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a family picture. You know father time, we all know mother nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, segregation. Up that bitch, my money up. You just honey nut. Young money running shit, and you bitch just runner ups. I don't feel I've done enough, so I'ma keep on doing this. Let's go shit a young tuna fish. Yeah. I'm going back in. Okay, I lost my mind. It's somewhere out there stranded. I think you stand under me if you don't understand me. Had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But hope gon' be hope, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talk to moms, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up, call it self-defense. Swear man, I be seeing through these niggas like sequence. Think they even, pow, pow, the end. Talking to myself because I am my own consultant. Married to the money, the world, that's adultery. You foolish, just you close your mouth and let your aunt talk. Young money eating, all you haters do is asshole. Stop playing, check out this game on deadbolt. Mine so sharp, I fuck around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll spill ya. Try me and run into a wall, outfielder. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field lights. The fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they still ripe. Stop playing, I do it like a king do. If these animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Tell them bitches I say put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it. And my glasses on, but most of y'all don't get the picture unless the flash is on. Satisfied with nothing, you don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Paper chaser, tell that paper, look, I'm right behind ya. Real G's moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline crazy, sort of kinda. Woman of my dreams, I don't sleep so I can't find her. You there's a gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Yeah, with a swag you would kill for. Money too strong, pockets on bodybuilder. Jumped in a wishing well, now wish me well. Tell him kiss my A, call it kiss and tell. Yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean. Don't wanna see what that drama mean. Get some drama mean, llama scream. Hotter than summer sun on a Ghana queen. Now all I want is hits, Wayne signed a fiend. I play the side for you, just trying to front and see. Son of gun, son of Sam, you the son of me. Pause for this dumbest speech, I blow like Buddha. Disturb me, and you'll be all over the flow like Luda. I flow like scuba, I'm bold like Cuba. And I keep a killer, she gon' blow right through ya. I be macking bout my stacking amount, I pack like a mover. Shout the ratchet for backing out on behalf of my shooter. Just think they high as I come laugh at your ruler. Cash money cold, but the actions is cooler. When these are they mine, and I told these feet some hundred times that I keep them bucks, they be on my mind. Tuck these, I fuck these on your mind. Pause, to feed them on my grind, get a beat a little up, keep throw my sound in the middle, hit them my piece on my side. Cause ain't no peace on my side.
I'm a man, I visit urinals with brides. Don't tell me who I'm shooting when the funeral outside. I'm uptown, thoroughbred at BX. Yeah, you heard Gunna. Gunna.
Two bananas.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, welcome back. You know, we chilling, we vibing. We're on
90.7. Stop.
We're on 90.7. No
overlaps.
Oh. FM. WGXC.
Welcome to Plymouth Radio Live on 87 FM. WGXC broadcasting Anchor, Catskill, and Hudson.
You're on 90.7 FM.
Today, we're doing the roulette wheel of would you rather.
Have a really deep voice like this that echoes all the time?
Or have a face like this?
See, that's tough because hitting those high notes would be a nice buzzer.
You're like, welcome, I'm Rita Repulsa.
You'd have an angelic voice though. You'd be singing those notes like Mariah Carey and Freddie Mercury had a kid, right?
You know, it kind of smells like silk butter.
Best segue ever.
That's a crazy advertisement.
Right.
Hey, not butter. Come club us.
Yeah, you know.
They have so much butter that they'll put you out for a night.
You know, if you get a bunch of butter, like,
you get diabetes?
Form it into a brick, you could throw it at people and it would hurt them. I've lifted a bunch of butter out once.
Yeah.
It was probably like at least 50 sticks of butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurts.
That, it feels like a brick.
It also sucks to cut in half.
Yeah.
I've been having to do a lot of that.
Oh, what the heck?
What is this?
The part two? When was this released? 2 months ago. Do you know that song? We're gonna do a little live reaction, I guess. Oh my god. See, this is
how do you have ad block
frustrating.
You have
I do.
Ads.
Look at boink.
That's catfished.
Literally,
your
nobody used Stan's ad blocker. It doesn't work. Literally, this is the opposite of advertisement.
Bro said, I got this so I wouldn't have to get YouTube Premium. Oh, yeah.
He made a part two to it.
Oh. I haven't heard of it.
Such a fire.
Yeah. I don't wanna fall asleep, I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future cause I'll never see those days.
Whenever I hear him, he makes me think about Jake.
I tried to do my
best. I feel like him and Jake could collab very fast.
This does not have the same vibe.
Hey, Tashi.
No.
Should we let this play? We're gonna
live react? Like, alright. Or do we let it? Okay. Oh, he got married? Did he actually get married?
Something about a ukulele and then put it on a beat and then rap it to where it goes hard.
Nah, he definitely got married.
It's been a while since we talked last, let's keep it real. It seems like everyone's forgotten, but you never will. This life's a rocky path that we all move along. Still putting flowers by my grave, but you don't stay as long. Friends come and go, but
oh,
I come. Still putting flowers by my grave, but you don't stay as long.
Hold on. Did he actually get married? I need to know this.
Wait, I think the story is that he died and she married somebody else.
Nah, I say that because that looks like real wedding.
Yeah, right?
Like,
I ain't coming back. It took you 8 months and a therapist to finally come to terms with that. Journal every morning, every dream that you run into me. Might not hear my voice again, but I'll always be listening. So listen one last time as you read in this letter. Happiest I've ever been was when we promised forever. Honeymoon was in July, then I left in September. Know that God still has a plan, though we no longer together.
Okay, so they got married.
Shine, 'cause you know my name. It'll never be the same.
He
look so tired.
Yeah, you told me you couldn't keep living if I die first. Ooh. I told you God will get you through it. That's how life works. Nobody knew me like you did. You could read my thoughts. You were the first to know I'm sick. You felt that something's off. It started out with a cough, but every day it got deeper. Doctors said I'd get better, but I just kept getting weaker. All our dreams put to an end, the final kiss goodbye. Now I'll keep waiting for eternity, so take your time.
I'm thinking of all her because. Oh, he's right here. Oh,
no.
That sounds so sad. I just want to give him a hug.
Oh, you know my name. Yeah. It won't be the same, but it gets easier. Keep doing your best. Follow the spirit Jesus gave you, angels got in your steps. Left a piece of me.
Oh, I told you, yeah.
2 months until the day you bring our little girl home. Mama and daughter matching outfits. Christmas alone. Missing the feeling of me there, so you still spray my cologne. Pushing your stroller through the snow.
Days are quick.
Feeling on me there, so you still spray my cologne. Outfits. Christmas alone. Missing the feeling of me there, so you still spray my cologne. Pushing your stroller through the snow. Days are quick to get dark. No one to shovel up the car, so it's been staying in park.
Ooh.
The ending now. Usually I don't like part twos to songs, but this one
don't feel
is.
Like you're betraying me by going on dates. Single motherhood is heavy, might need help with the weight. Keep don't feel like you're betraying me by going on dates. Single mother.
Just for clarity, this is fictional. Nobody is
dying. Yeah.
It's like a musical piece embodying how you
single
feel
motherhood?
Your partner died. Yeah.
Motherhood is heavy, might need help with the weight. Keep on singing to our baby, show her pictures of us. As she grows up, you can tell her about the man that I was.
Imagine you listen to this, like part one and then part two right after.
Yeah, right? That's tough.
It's such a different vibe.
Oh, and he put a little quote. Would you like to read that?
This
is right up your alley.
Let me read this first.
Great song if you want to check it out. It's called Deathbed Part 2. There's a part one and a part two. You can do it on YouTube. Probably it's on Spotify too. I like it.
I think personally. I won't read this one,
mm-hmm.
just because I think this would be something they have to experience for themselves.
That's fair.
But I will say it is Revelation.
Revelation 21:4. I'm sorry, I'm not meaning to laugh, but there's an ad with the general saying coverage that's more customizable than a burrito bowl. Now I want a burrito bowl for real.
The general tells him to save some time, but he's dying.
Bro, with my cough, I feel like I'm dying.
Goodness, man. Okay, which one are we playing? We did Would You Rather. No, we did Truth or Dare.
We did Truth or Dare.
Excuse me. No, it's Would You Rather. Right?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Because that was a bop. We're going to keep this in the background. I should fix that one to this beat.
It's such a different vibe.
Yeah, right?
I make a cup of coffee.
Would you like to do trivia? Or Would You Rather?
Give me a cup of Would You Rather and we can go to trivia.
Alright, sounds good. We're going to do the wheel. Curious to see how this instrument is going to be without the rapping. 241.
It just repeats.
Yeah.
Not crazy.
241.
Is this yours or mine?
This is. Who's going to do it?
I'll go first, I guess.
Yeah.
Because
there is no 241.
Actually, we know.
It resets, so.
Yeah, so.
It says 275 and then it resets. Would you rather only be able to speak in Twilight movie quotes or only be able to speak in riddles?
Only to be able to speak in riddles. I hate Twilight.
The question confounds me. The perimeters are bounding. I'm stuck in a way of speaking that's
fishy.
Bounding.
Are you the riddler? Like,
I am the riddler.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
I don't do riddles. The riddler. Punch the face. Bow, bow, bow.
This is a good one. Would you rather? together. Talk like Minnie Mouse when you're angry, or just laugh like SpongeBob.
Laugh like
yeah, that would be a vibe. You got SpongeBob's laugh. That's such a contagious laugh. Everybody would be laughing after you.
Your voice is too low.
Yeah, I'm losing my voice a little bit. No, if you can do a good SpongeBob impression, hit us up.
Podcast@gmail.com. You know, send a voice message.
Word.
If you want. Because we are Clubhouse Radio.
When was the last time you checked that?
A little bit ago. It's pretty dry, you know. You could be the first person to respond
Word.
In a while. That would be awesome. Alright. So now, we're going to go down. It is my turn to ask you. 275. Would you rather... Oh, wow, that's fitting. You know, we're going to do that one.
What?
Would you rather die before or after your partner? That's playing in the background. That's crazy. These are some good questions.
Ooh.
I'm gonna save this website.
Would I rather die before or after my time? Hold on.
Ooh.
I'll say after.
After?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say before. But that's kind of selfish. She'll maybe after.
Nah, because like then like your partner has to live alone. I don't know. It's weird. I would rather live alone. Like,
you wouldn't remarry?
No, we're not.
That's fair.
Would you? Like, if you really found the one, right?
If it was the person's wish, if they said to me, "I want you to find somebody else as they were dying," then yeah. But
if
otherwise,
not, huh?
Nah. If it was my soulmate, nah.
Huh. Okay.
Speaking of,
that just gave up vibes.
Yeah, right. And we got the sad Minecraft music.
The sad Minecraft music. Man.
Minecraft music still bangs. I fall asleep to it. It's my lullaby.
I fall asleep to clicks and whistles.
Nice. let me turn into a voice actor for a second.
Would you rather?
Would you rather be single for 10 years or have 3 relationships in 10 years that going into them, you knew would all end?
Let's think for a minute.
I don't know. I don't think I could do that. That's too much heartbreak. I think I'd rather be single for 10 years. And those of you in the car,
honestly,
at your home, you could play along.
Honestly, I would pick 3 relationships.
Really?
Because like then, like you could use even though like
that's some character growth.
Because look, think about it, right? I'm the type of person. I'm wearing my heart in my sleeve. I'm not going to hold you, but I'm also like, it's weird because like I do, but I don't. But technically, I'm type like nonchalant dreadhead until you call me annoying, and then I go back to nonchalant. So,
but really said I'm a chill guy.
And then you'd be like, Aaron, like, can you please stop? And then I go back to being nonchalant.
Nah, you're not annoying. You know, I'm Aaron. We're all chill guys, chill gals. Whatever you identify, we're just chill.
Chill people.
Unless you don't identify as chill, then get out. No, I'm joking.
You're the...
Cause like,
you're the cat guy.
Exactly.
You're the lovey fluffy forget you guy.
No. And there's some good things besides being chill. Riding a roller coaster, I wouldn't say that's chill, but that's pretty fun.
It rolled off the rails.
Womp womp. Back to the Minecraft music.
Another would you rather.
Would you rather... Would you rather be remembered for the wrong reason or be completely forgotten? I think I'm being remembered for the wrong reason. As long as it wasn't a bad reason.
But I thought
if it's for a bad reason,
if it's for a bad reason,
I don't want anybody.
It depends. It depends. Like, am I forgotten for a good reason? Like, did I do something mad heroic and like they had to forget me because this is like that? I'll take that.
Right.
Let's see. Keep going.
Would you rather be endlessly lucky or know you've earned everything you've achieved? I'd rather be endlessly lucky. I don't care. Give me all of that. Endlessly lucky. That means you play the lottery and you win. Would you rather find meaning in what you accomplish in life or in who you surround yourself with? Surround myself with. I'm an extrovert. I like chilling with people.
Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into the future or be able to erase 3 mistakes from your past?
Ooh, erase 3 mistakes.
3 mistakes?
I'm erasing them.
Really? Like,
yep.
Out of history?
Yup. And they're sad, so I'm not going to get into them, so...
All right.
okay.
One of them, I'll say some of them. I think one of the mistakes that I have is I could have learned to drive a little bit earlier. I didn't have my birth certificate, and I just kind of let that hold me back instead of taking the step forward and getting it, and I get that a little bit late. So that would be one of them. Number two, you know,
I think one of mine, I probably would have stopped, like, I probably wouldn't have tried to let turmoil control me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I wish I would have stopped better at certain moments. I'll say that.
Me too. I've had some friend groups that broken up in some not nice ways. I think I'd go in and mend that.
But then it's like, also, I wouldn't, because then that would mean, like, I wouldn't be who I am today.
Yeah.
And even though the bad things happened, I wouldn't have fixed them.
That's true. You wouldn't have never grown. So, would you? So, if it's being rewritten from history, will you know that it changed, is the question. Because if you know that it changed and you know that it was rewritten, you potentially could learn. But if it was like you go back in time, then and you
that,
don't
that version of me gets erased, and I don't know.
Yeah, like that one episode of Rick and Morty.
Wouldn't matter because it wouldn't be would be me, but it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't be the me I am now.
Let's say it was you. You just forget about everything.
Then it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, you'd probably make the same mistake again. Doomed.
Because
to recycle.
Like doomed the interest torture. All
right. Yeah.
Okay, what's another one?
And those of you listening, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre Castle, and we're going to do a nice Would You Rather. If you don't know what Clubhouse is, or Drop in Center, which
you want to do some trivia?
Pretty nice. Oh yeah, let's do it. It's like a community center, but a little bit better. I got the hiccups. Why does this happen to me?
My tum tum hurt.
My stomach hurt.
Alright, would you? So right. What? We starting with Dragon Ball trivia?
Yeah.
Should we do easy first?
That's a good question.
Let's start with easy.
The music disappeared.
Ah, it's giving us answers. It's giving us the answers,
BetterHelp
too.
Has been revolutionary.
No, I mean, yes. We love mental health. We stand mental health. We are mental health.
Oh, my goodness.
Go to therapy if you want to, guys.
There it goes. What's going on? All
right.
Okay.
I'm going to...
Okay, thank you.
Oh, there we go. Who is Goku's best friend and first training partner?
The turtle.
Right?
No, it's Krillin.
Oolong. No, I'm playing. It's Krillin. Alright. What is the name of Goku's home planet? Easy.
Planet Sadala.
No, that's the other.
Nah,
best
nah,
friend.
I'll play. Well, technically, it kind of is.
Ooh, that's a tough one. What technique does Goku use to fly? It was.
Key control?
Yes, but it was like the crane school, because Tien was the first one to be able to fly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. That's a tough one. And if you like Dragon Ball, we like you. You're cool. Who is the first villain Goku faces in
wait,
the
sea? Wait. Can you go back to that last question?
Mm-hmm. What technique does Goku use to fly? It's a crane hermit.
Do you consider the Nimbus as a technique?
Nah, that's a thing.
Then you would have to say Ki.
Let's see.
You literally have to say Ki.
We're going to get the answer. Oh, you got it. Okay. Yeah, you got both ones. Flying Nimbus or his key?
Okay.
You were spot on.
I didn't think the Flying Nimbus was a technique.
Who is the first villain Goku faces in Dragon Ball Z?
The first
Raditz.
Oh, and Z.
Yeah. Because Raditz shows up, then Piccolo... kind of hops in after. Yeah, it's gotta be.
Nah, but wouldn't it be King Piccolo?
Nah, because that's not Z. That's just Dragon Ball.
But it go.
And the first villain Goku faces in regular Dragon Ball, I think, is Oolong, actually. Or you...
No, it's not.
Yeah.
In Dragon Ball?
Yeah, he met Oolong before he met Krillin.
It's one of the demons. Like, it's like... No, it's like the dinosaurs and stuff. Well, I don't know if you can count those as villains, but...
Are you ops with dinosaurs? That's a real question.
Could you say it was a Red Ribbon Army, realistically? Actually, wait, no.
It was Oolong.
No, because realistically, it was Yamcha. Wouldn't it be Yamcha?
I think Yamcha comes after Oolong. Because Oolong was just straight up kidnapping people, bro.
Wait, I need to know. Is it Yamcha or Ulog?
Let's find out. Others. Who was the first villain Goku ever fought? That's totally spells fought. See? Emperor Peel. Ah, obviously. Emperor Pilaf. How do we forget that?
Oh, yeah. That's from GT. GT Goku was my favorite Goku.
Kid, I don't blame GT you. Goku Daima Goku probably. Goes pretty hard if you're watching Daima. Shout out to Daima. It's pretty cool. I like it. So now, let's go.
Okay, let's continue this trivia because I'm kind of curious. All right,
more Dragon Ball?
Yeah, one more and then we can switch.
Yeah, let's do one more and then let's play out into a couple of songs.
Okay, cool.
We're going to ask for even harder questions. What, oh, this is all easy.
What's the name of Goku's father?
Bardock. Yep. Then I'll do the next one. Which Dragon Ball Z villain was originally a child, but later wished to be an adult? Villain. No. I was going to say Piccolo, but that was reverse.
It's not Piccolo.
Who wished to be an adult?
Piccolo
wished to be younger.
Isn't there a villain?
Yeah.
Pilaf? I can only think of wish to be younger.
Yeah, I can only think of villains that wish to be younger because, like, Goku Black kind of wished to be younger because Goku's younger than Zamasu, or Zamasu, however you say it. I'm gonna ask the answer.
What's the answer for two?
No, that's not true. This is just wrong.
Wait, read it.
This is just wrong. This is Dragon Ball blasphemy. And I know this. Trunks. He's not a villain, bruh. First of all, he ain't a villain.
Wait. The answer is Trunks in Dragon Ball Z during the Android Tesla saga. Future Trunks is originally a child, but then he used the Dragon Balls to wish to be for a stronger body. He is transformed into a
Yeah, we're gonna correct this. Yeah, see? No, this is just wrong.
You're right. Go ahead.
He wished to be immortal.
Who?
Frieza. No.
Wait, what? This whole question just confused me. Wait.
Yeah, this is just wrong. We're gonna ignore this.
Okay. Do we ignore question?
Yeah, we're gonna do one
what
more.
What is the name
of the tournament that takes place in the Dragon Ball Super Universe Survival Saga? I don't know.
Wait, what is...
Oh, we never did this one.
Which one?
Is the name of the martial arts tournament in Dragon Ball?
The World Martial Art Tournament.
The Strongest Under the Heavens World Martial Tournament, yeah, or right. The Budokai Tenkaichi.
The Budokai Tenkaichi, that's why.
I am such a nerd.
Yeah.
So, if you're also a nerd, that's great. Nice to meet you. Hi. And we hope you've been having an amazing day. It's late.
Time. Also,
it's a Friday.
Thanks, everyone, for listening and vibing with us. And again, you're listening to
Clubhouse Radio.
Live on 90.7
FM.
WGXC. I'm sorry for your
Acre,
ears.
Catskill.
And
Hudson. We're signing off. We're going to play you into some songs to end it
already.
Off. Yeah, time really
goes
flying by.
Okay.
You know, have we played this yet? Let's play this absolute bop of a song
the
that's
banger,
trending
the banger,
right now.
The banger.
APT by Rose and Bruno Mars.
Oh, man.
We're going to see you next week. And bump the bump the bum.
It's whatever.